Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the fifth day in the month of July 2025. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's a weekend, and I hope you get the time to rest. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, be moderate in all things. Be moderate in all things. Our aim for today is taken from Psalm 31, yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Proverbs chapter 18 to chapter 20. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12, which says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 12 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 12 to 20. From verse 12 it reads, I have the right to do anything you say. Anything you say. But not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. You say food for the stomach and stomach for the food, and God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By the power of God, the Lord was raised from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with prostitutes? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh, but whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Today, our manual reads, in today's memory verse, Paul said that although things were lawful unto him, he would not be controlled by any earthly thing. Paul went further to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25 that believers should be temperate in all things. These Bible verses show that God has a standard for everything his children do, including how they talk, they dress, they relate with others. Unfortunately, many believers have allowed social media, people's opinion, and societal trends to set the standard for how they dress, eat, sleep, and even worship God. The devil will always try to use people's desires to destroy them. It is not a sin to like some material things, but you must put your fondness for them under control. For example, Samson's uncontrollable desire for sex eventually led to his downfall, like we see in Judges chapter 16 from verse 1 to 31. Beloved, even if the material things you like are legitimate and good, you must still put your fondness for them under control. The things that you consider good and legitimate can lead to sin when they exceed the lawful bounds. For example, although there is nothing wrong with eating good food, gluttony, which is excessive eating, is a sin because it goes against the divine instruction to be temperate in all things, like we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25. For many people, their excessive eating has led them to poverty, like we see in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 21. As a child of God, you must be moderate in all aspects of your life. you must be moderate in your speech. Because when you talk too much, you are bound to sin. Like we see in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. For example, when the rich fool's business prospered exceedingly, he became so excited that he began to talk too much, showcasing the pride in his heart that led to his untimely death. Like we see in Luke chapter 12 from verse 16 to 20. You must also be moderate in your appearance. It is good to dress well. However, focusing excessively on fashion and being driven by every fad is a sign of spiritual immaturity. Believers are admonished to set their affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Like we see in Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1 to 2. Beloved, to live in moderation, you must have self-control. Solomon said that a fellow who has no rule over his own spirit is like a broken down city that has no walls. Like we see in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. You must make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Like we see in Romans 13, verse 14. When you walk in the spirit and set your heart on things above, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Like we see in Galatians chapter 5. Verse 16 and Colossians chapter 3 verse 2. Rather, you will live a moderate life that will be pleasing to God. Today's open heaven comes with a reflection that says, are there areas of your life in which you are not living moderately? Are there areas of your life in which you are not living moderately? I want you to search and begin to reflect on this question. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.